Web design is quite a fine art, a bit of a craft in some ways, because the professionals that would be developing websites, or even if you're a designer doing a website, you've got to meet to specific standards. But I suppose having just finished sort of editing a bit of code now, I realize that in many ways, the language of HTML actually hasn't changed all that much on a superficial level, because I know at the same time that there's this element of sort of hardcoreness really into code and web 2.0, and there's all the CSS, for example, is just recently, just in the last 5 years, has just transformed completely. But that could be down to the use of technology, but as far as the coding goes, as far as the background stuff that people don't realize, it has developed and changed, but overall, it's actually not changed all that much. And it's quite interesting to sort of take a look at how people used to be valued quite a lot with web design and web development. And I feel that nowadays people are even more valued in that area, but it tends to be a more a more specialized area. So it's a you've got to be really good at it, and you've got to have a much more broad picture of usability, design, and development. And with development comes some elements of social media and integrating blogging and PayPal. So the development aspect has developed. The whole program has broadened out quite a bit, but that's for very specific niche kind of companies, very specific companies, very targeting. This is what I'd like, this is what the user experience should be, and this is what the website's for. Now, on the other side, on the other foot, the question really is whether that's still the case, and or if web design and development has taken a bit of a back seat, because in some ways the rise of all these free services and the knowledge that people have gained in knowing what's good and bad in design, social media, what they might want or not want, what to look for and what not to look for, people tend to be a bit more keyed up on this. To the point where people can now help each another in not setting up a blog, not setting up a Twitter account, but the specifics of how to control your hashtags and read certain threads and to maybe block certain people out in Twitter and then in blogs, how to get certain feeds. Use different themes that might be easily navigated, and how to categorize or use tags. These are specific elements that people, that everyday people, are now getting used to. So I think the real question is that how far, if we've come so far, how much more do people want? How much more can developers actually offer? Because it seems that there's a lot of services out there that we could use for next to nothing. And there's more need for a developer specifically for technical issues, for the specifics of each bit, but less need for designers and developers all round, because there's free services online. And I think it's quite interesting to judge companies maybe on their facilitation of who they take on to do that, or if it is free. Or maybe it's a case of, well, everyone does it. And do professional companies do it? The question is, do you need a designer or a developer to make a website? In reality, you don't. So does that make everyone back on one playing field, or does it merely mean that you're a small business, means that you just got a free website?